Chapter 5, Dog Days. Tess crawled out from under the grooming table and stood up.
Sure you're all right?
Don't worry. I'm all right.
Suddenly, right in front of them was Jack Russell, dancing up and down on his back legs.
Tess, buddy, look at who I found.
Jack stepped aside to reveal a Dalmatian puppy running eagerly to stand before the three of them. The Dalmatian's long, peaked tongue was hanging out, and his breath was coming in pants. His big, brown, round eyes gleamed with friendliness and his desire to please his new, wild friend named Jack.
The spots! See? The spots on his head! Just like Silas's brother!
No, Jack. This is a Dalmatian, and he is white all over, with many black spots. Silas's brother is a mature bull terrier who happens to have a white patch on his head.
All right. One patch on his head. Okay, try again.
Jack sped off, eager to pick up the trail again. Dalmatian romped along happily behind.
Now there's a dog that barked up the wrong tree.
Yeah, some mistakes are expected. And we still have time for some mistakes before the show starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 36th presentation of the Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show, where the finest examples of the top breeds will compete for the ultimate prize, Best of Show. Owners and trainers can be proud of all the work that has gone into making this show one of the best of its kind. With this in mind, may we begin!
Doesn't that bring back some memories?
Yeah.
When the announcer started speaking, Tess and Buddy had settled down behind the metal gate that had marked off the grooming area from the audience. It was time for the show to begin. Tess had stretched out, her head on her paws, almost forgetting about the search. And then...
Oh, come on, Buddy. We're supposed to be working. We must get up front.
Watch out for those electrical cords. They're like spaghetti all over the floor.
Right. Someone could get hurt.
Slowly, Tess paced around the terrier group. True to her herding instincts, she knew how to single out one or two dogs from the rest, but they must be the right ones. She stopped and stood silent and alert.
Oh, Buddy. They all look the same, don't they?
Who? The owners?
No. The dogs. Stay focused, Buddy. What were the markings Silas described? A saddle? A patch? But many of those bull terriers have those markings.
Buddy nodded. His eyes drooped and his solemn face got longer and longer. He sensed that Tess was getting a little discouraged, so he offered a suggestion.
Perhaps looking among the owners for the lady that steals puppies may help us. It might narrow down the search. Let me see if I can get the scent of something.
So many scents. But wait. We're searching for a special fragrance. Now, what does lavender smell like? Oh no. With all my research this morning, this is one clue I didn't check out. What does lavender smell like?
I guess libraries don't have scented floral pages, do they?
At least the Bull Terrier group won't be on the floor for best of breed judging until the end of the program. I'll still have time to find out what lavender smells like. In the meantime, let's concentrate on observing the audience.
Now also may be a good time to check with our friends. Let's see what they have found out. Here they come.
Daisy, your beagle ears are dragging on the ground. What happened?
Right. Well, I thought that I caught the scent of what I thought was lavender. Only, I smelled my way to the concession stand instead. I couldn't resist a little snack, just to keep my energy up. Oh, poor Ted and Sally. What has that woman done with them?
Doggone it all! Sleuthing is not an easy job. Where is that blonde, Lucy hiding anyway?
I definitely have a bone to pick with those dog nappers. I'm just drooling to call the paddy wagon to pick her up.
Right, Tara?
Well, as soon as we find her, that is.
Right you are, Jack. No one can outsmart us working together. Let's put our noses to the ground. Silas has got to get his siblings back.
Good. We are going to work until we get this case solved.